ZB.
It is 12 to 6. Well, all eyes are on the Reserve Bank this week, which is expected tomorrow to cut the OCR to a new record low of 1.25%. But it may not stop there, with economists from Kiwi Bank now predicting the OCR could even be slashed as low as 0.75% next year. That's stoking concerns New Zealand may be on a path to negative interest rates. Oliver Hartwich from the New Zealand Institute is with me on this. And Oliver, what are your concerns around the pace at which the Reserve Bank seems to be moving?
Good morning, Kate. My concerns are that we ain't seen nothing yet, because other countries, other economies are already moving into negative interest rate territory, and you just have to look at Europe to see New Zealand's future. Because currently, yes, we have weakening business confidence in New Zealand, but we're not nearly entering recession territory yet. So when that recession eventually comes, New Zealand will have to cut a lot lower, and then there will be not much left to cut.
Because to us in New Zealand, this scenario seems unlikely. What would it take for this to come to pass in terms of global economic risks? We've got Trump's trade war, tensions in the Gulf, the possibility of a no-deal Brexit.
Yes, all of these. And you just have to look at, for example, what's happening in China. And China just had its currency plummet to record lows in response, of course, to Trump. So we can see the first signs of a global trade war and a global currency war happening. And yet all of the other international uncertainties, you've already mentioned the tensions in the Gulf, we're looking at what's happening with Boris Johnson's Brexit and the no deal that's not likely around Halloween. And when you add all of these uncertainties up, you can see that there are significant dangers on the horizon, and there might be a global recession coming, definitely a global slowing of the economy. And then that means that our Reserve Bank will have to respond to all of this in some way, except at this stage we'll realize that there is not much in the OCR left that we could cut. And in any case, what we have also seen in the last few years is that monetary policy seems to be broken, because even when we cut, even when other central banks cut their OCRs, we don't really see a revival of the economy that we used to see in the past. I mean, look back 10, 12 years ago. When the financial crisis really hit, our reserve banks around the world were cutting interest rates by 5 or 6%. Now, they can't do that anymore, because we are already close to zero, or actually at zero in the European Union. So this actually poses a massive risk to monetary policy in the future.
So the Reserve Bank's moving too quickly. It is totally independent and uninfluenced politically, supposed to be. But do you expect Grant Robertson will be concerned about this?
I'm sure he will be concerned. I mean, for the Minister of Finance, of course, this is a double-edged sword, because it also means, of course, that the government can borrow at much lower cost, and it would save the money, the government some money. But no, Grant Robertson, of course, can't intervene, because the bank is independent, and that's a good thing too. Still, I think every politician, every central banker around the world is watching this with horror, because we simply don't know how to respond to the next recession when it comes.
What should the government be doing then? I mean, Grant Robertson said yesterday that they're being stimulatory as much as they can, front-loading a lot of improvements, but it's going to take time to see the effects of government spending. Do you believe that, and is it enough?
Yes, I think Grant Robertson is right. And at this stage, I wouldn't actually go into stimulus, because, yes, we are seeing a slowing economy, but we're not nearly anywhere in a recession territory yet. So the government shouldn't do that. And actually, when it comes to recession, there are what economists call automatic stabilizers. So there will be some issues of government spending that will go up anyway. So we will pay more in benefits when it comes to a recession. So there are some automatic stabilizers that will actually kick in the moment we need them. So at this stage, I think it's premature to talk about stimulus.
How worrying is the drop in consumer confidence, though?
It is worrying, except I think consumer confidence, if you look at the latest figures we got yesterday, is actually not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is actually business confidence, because business, I think, has some greater concerns than even consumers realize at the moment.
Are tax cuts the only way to put money back into people's pockets? Because this isn't a tax cut government, obviously.
Well, you can definitely put money into people's pockets with tax cuts, and especially that would be a useful way of putting money into their pockets when monetary policy doesn't work. I mean, the only other alternative to put money into people's pockets when monetary policy doesn't work is to use so-called helicopter money. That was an idea that when the monetary transmission mechanism, what economists call the link between interest rates and what people have in their pockets, when that doesn't work, you just send helicopters across the country and drop the money, so eventually somebody will pick it up. And this sounds crazy, but
it's
an idea that is an idea that is being discussed, because nothing else really works anymore in monetary policy.
Terrifying, Oliver. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. And let's hope helicopters dropping printed money aren't turning up across New Zealand anytime soon. 7 to 6, Mike Hosking into the studio next.
This is Dr. Thomas Levy, an American cardiologist. It's now the time.